At the 2013 Commodity Classic, I'm visiting with Ken Colombini with the National Corn Growers Association. Ken, I know you're one of the organizations that really co-manages this thing, and especially this media room that we're in here. What are your perceptions this year of how things are going at this, I guess, record-breaking Commodity Classic?
Well, record-breaking is certainly true, Chuck. We have well over 6,000 attendees, which is a record. We also have more than 1,000 first-time attendees, which I'm kind of excited about, because that means there are more new people interested in coming to Commodity Classic. In terms of what I've been hearing out on the street and in the walkways and things, that I've been hearing great things about Classic so far. I've really heard a lot of concerns, really more about back on the farms and what's going on here. And that's one thing that our officers are always talking about, is what's going to happen back home on the fields. But in terms of Classic, people are now trying to learn ways to improve what they're doing back on the field. And working at the media center, talking to the reporters here, has been a great experience, because they get that insight from the farmers that we sometimes have a hard time as staff trying to find too. So it's been great to talk to them and to visit with them again.
How about for talking about the media here, what are some of the things that you do to try to help us out? And, you know, this is a lot of things are set up here, and it must take a lot of work to organize this deal.
Well, we do try to have a full-service media center here with all the electrical and digital connections that are required. We started showing the video of the press conferences inside the media room, so people don't have to walk over to the press conference area if they're too busy trying to get a story out. We make sure they're fed and happy, and try and meet all the needs we can for them and make sure that they are matched up with farmers when they want to do an interview.
Well, I don't know if we could do what we want, need, and like to do if we didn't have the support from the organizations like Corn Growers and Soybean and others. But let's just go back to corn side here. What is it that NCGA does here? You're conducting some business.
Well, this is our main convention and trade show. We do have a booth at the trade show that's pretty well attended, where farmers can go and they can write letters to members of Congress. They can see the Sprint Cup from NASCAR that's on display there, and just talk to each other and talk to our staff about some of the big issues going on. We also have our Corn Congress session, which takes place twice a year, and that's where the delegates from all of our corn states come together, 127 of them, and set policy for the organization. And that's a very important session to have here. It takes place on Thursday morning and Saturday afternoon. We have our awards banquet that recognizes all the great work of our farmers, whether it's high yields or building membership for the organization, and that takes place Friday evening. So we do have lots of other things going on. We have an issues briefing and policy forum for farmers that don't necessarily make it to the Corn Congress or other sessions, but so they can hear what's going on with the organization and learn more about our big issues for the future.
Anything that you've seen or heard here that maybe sticks out a little bit, as this is some of the things of I don't want to say most concern, but top of mind right now?
Well, it's prayers for rain, Chuck. You know, that's kind of what I keep hearing, especially out of the Midwest, is people just want to make sure we don't have a repeat of 2013. There's not much we can do for that other than to be prepared and make sure we're doing the right practices back on the field. But that's the primary concern of all the farmers I've talked to. And, of course, we're watching what's going on in Washington with the sequestration, and we want to make sure we have a good five-year farm bill. We want to make sure that ethanol is protected, especially the renewable fuel standard. So those are the kinds of concerns I'm hearing on the corn side. But really, when it comes down to it, watching the weather.
So anything else about what's going on with Commodity Classic that you might want to touch on?
Well, you know, one thing I want to discuss, Chuck, is we would be remiss not to mention the sponsorships that take place. And I'm really grateful to DuPont Crop Protection for their support of the Media Center. It helps us do our job so much more easily when we have that kind of support from a company like DuPont Crop Protection.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we do really appreciate it, because I don't think this would be possible, like you said. It is a lot of expense that goes into putting on a really, you know, well-stocked, well-set up, and with all the facilities that we need here. So thank you very much. That's Ken Colombini with National Corn Growers Association, visiting here once again at Commodity Classic. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.